scientifically verifiable way, an outside observer can judge the fairness of a transaction or relationship. There is no math formula that will measure fairness. There is no computer program that can be verified to compute fairness. There is no judge, president, or legislature that has access to superior fairness technology. And yet our whole social system of justice rests on the unstated assumption that such a technology exists, and that lawyers and judges are the ones who best understand how to use that technology. At the same time, we all know that lawyers are essentially liars for hire, and judges are qualified by the fact that they have been paid liars for enough years. It's a sad commentary on our system that lying pays so well and confers such high social status. Our social system is based on major cognitive dissonance and logical contradiction. Authoritarians rule, and they rule with ever-increasing levels of corruption and incompetence. Eventually, we have a political crisis. Then we subject ourselves to a different set of authoritarian rulers. But there is a very simple logical method of measuring fairness that has been used for tens of thousands of years, and we are mostly ignoring it. It is disparagingly called primitive democracy by the authoritarians. But primitive democracy is actually a lot more sophisticated than the cognitive dissonance known as democracy today. Primitive democracy should actually be called real democracy, as opposed to the plastic substitute described by the U.S. Constitution. Real democracy is based on the right of refusal. If you don't like a proposal, then you have the right to refuse to participate. Everyone has complete control of their life at all times, at least in theory. The degree to which someone influences other people is determined more by their ability to help than by their ability to hurt. All we need is that one rule, the right of refusal, and we can have a society in which everyone is always doing what they want, and still work gets done. That was largely the case in the USA in the 19th century, but it is certainly not the case in the USA today. Real democracy is an ideal, and the rule will not always be followed. The Constitution is also an ideal which is not always followed. But if the constitutional system were working as designed, we would still have legalized armed robbery in the form of taxation. Legalized kidnapping, also known as jail. And legalized mass murder, or war. If a system based on real democracy were functioning as designed, there would be no crime at all. Real democracy could give us a society in which no one has the right to violence except in self-defense. It could give us a society in which everyone at all times is doing what they want. It could give us a stable society, a peaceful society, and a prosperous society. We have the chance to pass that peaceful, stable, and prosperous society on to our children. Or we can sell them into wage slavery, or worse. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.